Hello, and welcome to Affirmation Nation with me, Bab Duque. Hello, and happy Monday. Why don't we start off this week with a listener letter? Great idea, Bob. Thank you, Bob. Today's letter reads, Dear Bob, with your years of experience in the field, what do you find to be the best public restrooms to freshen up in? Love, Glenn Clem. Hi, Glenn. Great question. In general, I like to use bathrooms at parks, libraries, national forests, and gas stations where you have to walk around back to use the facilities. Also, in general, you should avoid bathing in the restrooms of police stations, nail salons, and middle schools, even if it is on a weekend. In my experience, if you have to ask for a key, it's a red flag that this place is selective about who uses their restroom, and therefore a place you should stay away from. If you're anything like me, you'll be spending upwards of 45 minutes to 4 hours getting yourself clean. In my experiences, most places of business go looking for the key after about an hour. I've been caught slathered in lava soap wearing nothing but a sea sponge to make the mistake of asking for a key ever again. Public toiletry kits will vary depending on the individual, but a few items that no public restroom bather should be without are a cleanish towel, a moisturizer with an SPF protection of at least 15 or higher, and some all-body scabies lotions cut with just a little bit of gasoline to fight parasitic infection. Keep it clean, Glenn, and thanks for listening. Your friend, Bab. Bab Duca's Affirmation Nation is an Earwolf Media production, co-produced by Scott Aukerman and Jeff Ulrich. You can send me, Bab Duca, a question, message, or health tip to affirmationnation@earwolf.com.